Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Cox. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Harry Bird. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus takes first base on ball four. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Strickland catches it and throws to first to double up Cohn. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball four. Kiner moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cohn throws the ball in to Cox, who relays the ball to Young, who tags Garcia trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Strickland scores. Naragon moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. One out. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Naragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Naragon for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miranda moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miranda scores. Waitkus moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-2 in the game. Narragon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Harry Bird. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cal Abrams pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Abrams moves to third. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Pope now playing left field. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Jim Hegan now catching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pope. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Reynarlski now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bobby Young. Don Mossy now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Woodling scores. Cohn moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cohn scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 4 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Miranda moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Miranda scores. Cox moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Art Houdeman now pitching. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deering hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Billy Cox now playing second base. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.